We're learning more about the cyber attack that took down parts of the internet on the East Coast last Friday. The hackers used a botnet of web-connected devices to target a major hub of internet infrastructure run by a company called Dyne. On Tuesday, the U.S. Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, said a non-state actor was likely to blame. And joining us now is Allison Nixon with the security firm Flashpoint. Allison, what do we know about who did carry out this attack?
Well, right now, the exact identity is not clear yet, but we've found some signs that point in a certain direction. I know the initial speculation was that it was politically motivated, maybe Russian, maybe something like that. But in reality, the information that we discovered really pointed towards non-state actors, amateurs, hackers that are motivated by attention more than anything else.
Attention. An interesting time to do an attack like that, given everything that's going on, though, right now with Russia and WikiLeaks, etc. How do you go back and find out who was responsible? Is there a paper trail, if you will, that you can go back and look at to see exactly what happened with this attack?
Yeah, there definitely is. This is actually related to things that we've been tracking for a while. We have some systems that we built that monitored certain malicious networks. And last Friday, one of our systems picked up an attack command against Dyne. We had noticed that this lined up with the actual downtime that was going on. And the system itself, it was built to monitor a type of botnet called Mirai. And when we looked at these attack commands coming down and the results, it was pretty strong evidence that the botnet owner was related to these attacks.
Now, one of the interesting things here is that this attack, it appears, had something to do with commandeering web-enabled security cameras. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of incorrect information lately about what kind of devices are affected by this. The type of device affected by this are basically industrial-grade CCTV systems. And a lot of these are systems that are plugged in directly into the modem. Most of them are located in other countries. Vietnam has the largest portion of them, but also Brazil, Turkey, Taiwan, and China. So a lot of people in the Western world have been wondering, oh, am I infected? How do I know if I'm infected? Well, the fact that you're in the Western world probably means that you're not. And if you are, your network is going to keep going down because you're going to be DDoSing something.
But basically, the hackers would commandeer these web-enabled security cameras, maybe in Vietnam, and use them to launch the attack on the websites and the internet in the United States.
Yes.
And is that something that could be done with any connected device, a refrigerator or something like that?
Well, I mean, taking over the modern smart refrigerators and things like that, that's quite a bit more difficult than taking over the devices in question. So they would have to figure out some new way to exploit the types of devices that we worry about, like refrigerators and light bulbs. It's quite a bit more difficult, and right now they're not at that point yet.
And why take over a web-enabled device instead of just using a computer or taking over a computer somewhere?
Well, it's easier. These botnets, they're actually worms. If you remember, like, the blaster worm from many years ago, the advantages to writing a worm is that it spreads very quickly and with very little effort. So what these guys do is they write this worm malware, and then within a few hours, they end up with this massive botnet. And now they have a personal army to take down anything they want on the internet.
It's a lot easier to launch a big attack when you have a lot of devices doing the attack as opposed to if the hackers were just to use their own devices to launch the attack.
Precisely.
So is there anything that can be done right now to stop another attack like this from happening in the future? Have we learned something about our own vulnerability that we could fix?
I would say that in the community of people that maintain the internet, this event has gotten a lot of attention. And people are working on their own countermeasures. Long term, the solution needs to involve making devices that are less susceptible to these worm type of malware. And really, even just basic security will prevent a situation like this. the real problem is default passwords that are accessible over the internet. So if you can remotely log into a device and get full control over it with a default password that's posted in some user manual somewhere, that is really the root of this problem. And devices should not be made with this type of feature anymore.
So on the flip side, some people think that this attack that we saw last week was like a test run for a potentially more damaging attack or attacks that could take down the internet in the future. Is that your sense?
So the attacks that come from these type of attention-motivated groups, every non-successful attack is a test run. Every successful attack is a successful attack. As we've been watching them over, I would say, years now, they iterate on their past successes. And the behavior that we saw last Friday was really just N plus one of what we've been seeing in the past.
That's Allison Nixon, who is director of security research for the security firm Flashpoint. Allison, very interesting. Thank you.
Thank you.